Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to today's episode of the Influencers Community Podcast with Heaven Umunna, where I'll share with you simple things you can do to become more influential in your community and the world at large. Today, let's gist about living a Christian life and making impact in the secular world. All right, special shout out to Damilola Isaac, Ojo Oluwakayode, Ajiri Tracy Okurioga, and Tayo. My dear Tayo, I'm well pleased. Okay, they made a suggestion for this gist today, and I really need you to pay close attention, close attention. Like, if you can chip this earpiece inside the ear. Okay, so when someone asks me, what does it mean to live a Christian life, to make impact in the secular world? Sometimes the question sounds more like, how do I maintain my faith but still be cool? You know, like, how do I love Jesus but don't look like a misfit in the secular world? Well, straightforward answer is be you. Just be you. You see, living a Christian life is not about obeying 10 commandments. Even Jesus didn't give us 10 commandments, he gave us just one. But the problem with some religious folks is that we'd rather obey the 10 commandments than to obey the simple one he gave us, the law of love. He said, by this shall men know that you are my disciples, because you love. But you see, some people would rather have a checklist, daily checklist, where they check if they committed any of the 10 commandments, than to obey that simple one. But anyway, the Christian life is not about the 10 commandments, it's about walking in the light of Christ that you know part time. That's why we all can be righteous, but we all can be righteous equally, but we are not all on the same page when it comes to holiness. Holiness has to do with your obedience to the degree of light you have seen. You can't compare the degree of light one has seen with yourself and claim to be holy. You know, your walk goes from you comparing yourself to another person to you operating by the scripture that says, to he that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Another person, it may not be sin, but to you, that is sin. To make an impact, whether secular or within the Christian space, all is a space to me. The truth is, it doesn't cost a thing at all. It doesn't cost you anything but love. Making impact is all about contributing to the growth, transformation, betterment of another person's life. It's just touching the world one person at a time. It's people mistake impact to me when you're on a podium and doing big and mighty things. No, a podium is just an elevated surface for you to do what you've been doing on the floor. If you've not been doing it on the floor, you can't do it on the podium. Podium is just the podium comes because of what you are doing on the floor. If you can't do it without a podium, then you don't need a podium in the first place. And impact is about a life, you know, touching one life part-time. It's not as many persons have looked at it now. You know, you have to get money, go to a motherless baby's home. Well, that could be a burden in your heart, but start from where you are. Start touching one life part-time from where you are. Start with the little 100 naira you have. Start with the little 1,000, 10,000 you have. And progressively do more for people. See that people become the best versions of themselves. You see, the secular world will never create room for you to make an impact. You must make room for yourself. How? Discover God's unique purpose for your life and work in it. Yesterday I shared with us on career and purpose and assignment, and a lot of person asked me questions afterwards about it, and I'd just like to answer one or two. You see, one thing about God's unique assignment for you, which is your purpose. Assignment and purpose are the same. One thing about God's unique assignment for you is that you never find fulfillment until you start working in it. It will become an obsession for you. Until you are obsessed with it, you can't actualize it. Until you're obsessed with it, you can't walk into it. Until you discover it, you won't find true fulfillment either. And there are certain things that point to what God has called you to do. There are certain things you should know. For instance, what you love is an indication, is a clue to the gift, the skills and wisdom God has placed in you. If you don't love kids, God will never give you the wisdom to relate with kids. If you don't love knowledge, you won't really be seen as a wise person. What you love is a clue to the gift and skills and wisdom you possess. What grieves you is a clue to something you are assigned to heal. It may not grieve other persons, but you just can't stand it. You can't deal with it. Like, others can overlook you, but you just can't. Also, what you hate is a clue to something you are assigned to correct. Yeah, these are all indices. So I often ask these three questions. What is that thing you love doing? One, what's that thing that grieves you in society but doesn't really move other people? Two, what's that thing that you can't stand, you hate totally and absolutely? These things are indicators to God's unique assignment for you. And when you discover it, please walk in it, run in it, focus on it. Just focus on being that one thing. You won't know it all at once. It's progressive. You will never know it all at once. Never, 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 never. You will never know it all at once. The more you yield to it, the more you know more about it. Those around you may misunderstand what God has called you to do, but that's fine. That's okay. As long as you are touching lives, that's the most important thing. With time, they would catch up and they would understand. If they don't understand, well, to God be the glory for their own life. God will not show you the pictures of what He's bringing you through. He will only show you what He's bringing you to. Yeah. When you're working in your purpose, your unique assignment, He may not necessarily show you what you're going to pass through. He will just show you where He's taking you to. And for some persons that are wondering about, I think someone asked me something relating to being frustrated in what he or she is doing presently. Well, sometimes if God is a loving God, He would find one way or any way or every way to draw your attention to Him. So often He may permit some things to happen to you just to make you realize that you are either not on the path He chose for you, one, or it's time to prune you so you can produce more. Challenges come to reveal who you truly are and to correct any step you may have taken out of the path you are assigned to. If they don't come, you are not making progress. So yeah, that's that on that. Make an impact in the secular world. You have to become an extremely valuable person. Like Daniel, nobody makes room for you. You have to make room for yourself by being so valuable. When I mean valuable, so resourceful, so solution-based that people cannot do without you. They don't like you, but, you know, if they don't call you, who will solve the problem? That's how you make an impact. You have to refine your skill. Keep working on yourself. Watch YouTube videos. Take courses. Read up. It doesn't cost a thing nowadays to acquire knowledge. The problem is procrastination. People procrastinate a lot. Get valuable, like get really, really valuable. And like I said yesterday, value is not determined by you, it's determined by the receiver. So look for what people have as a problem and get valuable in that aspect. Be able to solve that thing for them. And the more you solve people's problem, the more impact you make, the more valuable you are. You should rise to that point where in a territory, people cannot easily replace you, you know. That when you get there, money will start running to you on its own wheel, where people need something but they can't find another person that can deliver it better than you. That's an amazing level of impact. But don't forget, you must be doing what God has called you to do. All right, you see, God is only responsible to back you up when you choose to follow His plan for you, not drag Him to bless yours. You can't choose what you want to do in life and expect God to come and give you 100-fold you need. No. It's the other way around, okay? Simple rule of thumb, focus on affecting lives, one person per time. The more persons you lift up, the higher you go. And soon, the accumulated number of lives you've touched will spread your fame abroad. It takes just one person for your fame to spread abroad. Just one. One transformed life. Jesus only spoke to the Samaritan woman, and guess how many people she came back with? An entire town. Kai! So you see, impact is just one person. Just focus on one. Your goal should not be, how many people can I gather immediately? No, leave the numbers. Numbers will come on their own. Focus on touching one life at a time. There's no advertisement that is stronger than come and see. Word of mouth is the most powerful way to pull traffic to your attention. And people are not ungrateful. People are just, they've just not gotten enough value from a place. When people are greatly filled up, they must reciprocate in appreciation, they must reciprocate in calling another person to come and benefit from what they are having. People are not that stingy with information. They give out what's good, what's good, what's valuable. So seek those things God has given to you. Making an impact is about you. Everything you need to succeed, everything that you need to make an impact has already been deposited inside of you. Discover God's unique purpose for you. When you discover purpose, you see how your gifts, your interests, your talent, your knowledge, you see how everything works together to push that one purpose God has for you. And the more you push it, the better you become. I'll leave you with this quote I made about ministry. People often misunderstand what ministry is. When you say ministry, you say, pastor. No. Ministry is more than being a pastor. I like to define ministry like this. Ministry is about you using your gift, your talents to solve people's problem and point them to Christ. Using your gift, your talent to solve people's problems and point them to Christ. The more you solve people's problem, and at the end of solving it, you point them to Christ, that is you making impact, making Jesus famous in the secular world. That's you living out the reality of the Christian life. Okay, I hope you got value from this. If you have more questions, feel free to ask me on Facebook at Heaven Umunna, Twitter Heaven Umunna, Instagram at Heaven Umunna. If you found this very valuable, please share the podcast with a friend who needs to know this as well. And until next time, keep being influential.